Health officials say despite interventions to reduce maternal deaths in the country, many South Sudanese women continue to suffer from pregnancy-related complications, including fistula. They say out of the estimated 60,000 women and girls living with obstetric fistula in South Sudan, less than 1,000 have had surgical repair and treatment. Officials say even after successful surgical repairs, the condition is likely to relapse during childbirth because the spouses of the women suffering from the condition do not give them enough time to recover. Rose Konga, a fistula survivor, says she got fistula when her child died in her womb a few years ago. After an operation in Yei, Konga says she healed, but last year, she suffered fistula again.
It happened on November 21st. I was not happy. I could not sit among people or in my community. I am telling those who have this kind of thing that happened to me that mine happened twice. So I am telling them that you have to be strong-hearted and leave it to God. Don't worry too much until you want to commit suicide. My message goes to the girls of these days. Don't get pregnant when you are young. If you get pregnant when you are young, you need to go and consult a doctor.
Obstetric fistula is an injury that occurs during labor and leaves an abnormal opening between a woman's birth canal and the urinary system or rectum. It causes urinary and fecal incontinence, meaning a woman is unable to control her bowel movements or urine. Health workers say adolescent girls are particularly at risk of obstructed labor because their pelvises are not fully developed. Gender, Child and Social Welfare Minister Aya Benjamin Warile says aside from causing injury to a woman's reproductive organs, fistula takes away a woman's dignity. To address the problem, last week the government and aid agencies launched a five-year strategy outlining interventions to prevent and treat fistula. It also provides recommendation to reintegrate women who have suffered from the condition, as women with fistula are often stigmatized in their communities.
The strategy outlines the interventions to prevent, treat, and reintegrate those who have suffered from the condition to regain their dignity and send back to their society. Universal access to reproductive health and right information and services is ensuring equal rights and opportunities for everyone, especially the women and girls.
In many cases, husbands are the first to abandon their wives when they develop obstetric fistula. Gillian Gatz Garnett, a midwifery specialist at the United Nations Population Fund or UNFPA, says the new strategy will ensure fistula patients who normally feel shunned or excluded are reintegrated back into society.
This national strategy is a call to realize the fundamental human rights of all women and girls in South Sudan, with a special focus on those most left behind, excluded, and shunned by society. Ending fistula is a high priority for the government and for UNFPA. And it is a key step to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals.
Garnett notes, fistula has been eliminated in many wealthy countries, so it can be eliminated in every country, including South Sudan. Professor Mayen Achek, Undersecretary in the National Health Ministry, says the government will provide specialized training to 26 young doctors to treat women suffering from obstetric fistula.
Every state should have two trained obstetricians and gynecologists who could do fistula. And therefore, through this center, if we train 26 and they go out all over the place, then that's the implementation of the plan. Simple as that. And we'll have a functional gynecology operating theater.
Health officials identify Barkazal, Western Equatoria and Lake States as having a higher prevalence of obstetric fistula compared to other states due to early child marriages. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.